doors closing.
I take the CTA at least twice a week. Sometimes to visit my friends at Loyola, sometimes to go climbing, or sometimes to just get away from the suburbia of Evanston. What I always notice, though, are the quick flashes of art at the stops as I pass them on the L or run through them to make my next train. A long, stretching wall full of ceramic tile painted with colorful floating orbs, amorphous shapes, and neon pink curlicues at the Howard stop. Wooden busts of smiling faces hanging on the outdoor platform of the Davis stop. The intricate, jewel-like mosaic detailing the architecture of Chicago at the Granville stop. I love that I'm able to consume art in my everyday life because of these installations, but I also find myself hyper-aware of how they got there because of how they stand in such great contrast to the rest of the architecture and atmosphere of the stops they adorn. So, how does public art become art? To gain more insight into the process, I spoke to three artists who were commissioned by the CTA to create installations. David Sisko is the artist behind a mosaic at the Belmont stop called We All Ride the Train Together. It features an anthropomorphized pop art style train with floating, slightly alien-looking faces inside of it. There are also three mosaic eyes curving around both of the pillars in front of it, with a background of speckled white and gray tile.
When I was selected to be in the final round, I had to propose what I would do with the station. After a lot of going to the studio and working and trying to figure out inspiration, it wasn't until I was selected to be a finalist that I had kind of a preliminary design in my head.
Sisko was chosen from a large pool of about 100 artists, which was then narrowed down to 6 artists who were asked to submit designs. These designs were presented to the public, and Sisko said his design garnered support from people of all ages. Sisko worked with the mosaic team to bring his vision to life. He also worked with the Women's Collective for some of the non-detailed parts of the mosaic. All the parts of the mosaic were made in the U.S. The CTA gives a set budget to the artists for all the materials for the art piece, and the artists are paid with what is left over. Amy Cheng, the artist behind the painted ceramic tile piece at the Howard stop entitled Destination, Points Unknown, was given one of the smallest budgets for any of the public art pieces commissioned by the CTA in 2009. She had to submit the materials required for her piece when she was in the initial pool of artists.
I mean, let's talk about, CTA. They decide what the medium is going to be and what the location is going to be, and they give you a budget. And I think most artists are like me, which is that the budget determines what materials I'm going to use. The budget for this one was not large at all.
Cheng designed the artwork that was then hand-painted and glazed onto ceramic tiles by a tile artist. She typically designs artwork that is then transferred onto different media and installed by other artists. The ceramic tiles span an entire hallway, and the budget was initially around $60,000, which was then expanded as the end of the project drew near. Artist Kyungmi Shin, who created a mosaic of the architecture made of glass tiles at the Granville stop, said she felt her installation needed to reflect the history of the neighborhood it is in. Her piece is simply titled Granville Avenue Buildings.
So I went up and down the street with an image of photograph of the buildings, and I kind of created a silhouette cut out of the building and kind of overlaid them to create this architectural collage of the location. I thought it would be cool for people to walk into the station and recognize the buildings.
There is so much planning and care put into the creation of the artwork we pass in our everyday lives. Next time you're at a CTA stop, I urge you to take a minute to breathe, look around, and appreciate the art.